Joining us now on the line is Gary Nicklaus, the Palm Beach resident and former PGA Tour pro. Gary, just about a month ago, won the Palm Beach Kennel Club County Amateur at Lost Tree Club. It was a three-day event between Ibis and Lost Tree. It's the premier event of the year for the Palm Beach County Golf Association, and Gary joins us now. Gary, good morning to you. Thanks for spending a couple of minutes.
Good morning, Russ. How are you?
I'm doing great, and I know you're doing great, too, because you just recently won the event by a couple strokes over Daniel Berger in second. Mike Weeks, another former pro, came in third. He's now, of course, the membership director at Bear Lakes. But it's a big-time win for you. I read the article in the Palm Beach Post that said it was your first victory of any kind at any level since the 1991 Porter Cup. So I'm assuming it's got to be exciting. How exciting is it for you to be back in competition and back in the winner's circle?
It was a lot of fun. I mean, it was I have to correct myself what I said. I hadn't won since 91. My friend Rob Sample, who caddied for me a lot and who works with me now, he said, "What, do you forget that we won the Gold Coast Tour Championship together," which was a couple of years after that. It's been a long time since I've been in a position to win a tournament. I hadn't played a lot in the last few years, and to get in there and be in the position and then go ahead and finish it off and win, it was a lot of fun.
Well, your career was well documented, Gary. Obviously, being the son of Jack Nicklaus, there was a lot of pressure on you at a young age. You were on the cover of Sports Illustrated at age 16. You spent about a decade on the PGA Tour. You came awfully close in 2000 at the Bell South, losing out to Phil Mickelson in the playoff. I'm curious, what led to you wanting to get back into golf and then doing it on an amateur status versus pro? And then what was the process like to get back your amateur status?
Well, first of all, to get back into playing, it was, I had gotten out of it after the 2003 season. I didn't retain my tour card. I didn't get through tour school. And I pretty much said, I've got a family. This is not conducive. The way that I'm playing is not conducive to raising a family properly. So I went and started a business within our company. And I stayed away from it. I really probably played 10 times over a three to four-year period, and then decided, it might be fun to come back and just play a couple tournaments here and there. And I didn't really have the desire to go and work 7 days a week, 5-6 hours a day to get my golf game in shape to play professionally. So I think that I can have fun and compete at the amateur level. Being able to compete is being, there at the end of, on the last day of the tournament, getting ready, to be close to the winner, have a chance to win. And, I think that I can do that, and I think that my result in the county amateur showed that that I can as well. As far as getting the amateur status back, it's really not that big a deal. It's, you file an application to the USGA. They review it, and if they feel that you are justified to be an amateur, then they make you sit out for a 2-year period, and then they give you your amateur status back.
Good enough. Palm Beach resident and former PGA Tour pro Gary Nicklaus joining us here on the show. Russ Evans with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic. And Gary, of course, does have his amateur status back. And he just recently won the Palm Beach Kennel Club County Amateur. It was a 3-day event between Ibis and Lost Tree Village Golf Club. And it's the premier event of the year, every single year, on the Palm Beach County Golf Association schedule. Gary, as far as moving forward, I'm assuming this is the first step in what you're hoping to be a pretty successful amateur career here as you move into your 40s. What's next for you? What's up for maybe in the next year?
Hopefully I can, put some tournaments together that will give me a chance to get some points and possibly get on the Walker Cup. If I do not play enough, then obviously I'm going to have to wait till the next time around. But I'm working my way back into golf slowly. I'm playing a few tournaments here and there. As my son gets a little bit older and he likes to play a little bit more, that's really the time when I get to spend at the golf course and practice. So I don't spend a bunch of time at it, without spending the time with my family as well. So it's going to be a process to see if I can get away and travel and play in the tournaments that I need to play in to get those Walker Cup points.
Gary, you mentioned that you do a number of things with Golden Bear, and I know that your brother Jackie is very involved with Jack as far as golf course design goes. I know another one of your roles is as co-chairman of the board for the Children's Healthcare Charities, the charity that the Honda Classic benefits, and I want to talk to you about that in just one moment. But also, in regards to some of your other roles, are you involved with golf course design with your father, and what other things are you doing on a daily basis?
I have done a little bit of golf course design, not a lot. When I left the tour and started working for the company, I went into the investment and real estate area, and I tried to work with our clients to figure out if there's an investment opportunity for our family originally into our different golf course developments, and then beyond that, I raised a fund and we did a real estate fund investing in the Nicklaus real estate. Nicklaus Golf Course Real Estate, as well as what we're raising our second fund right now with our new partners in the Nicklaus companies at Emigrant Bank.
In regards to one of your other many roles as co-chairman of the board for the Children's Healthcare Charity, as I mentioned, it's one of the charities that the Honda Classic benefits. You know, the last 2 years, I think, have been very, very well received here in Palm Beach County and in South Florida with the Honda Classic, a long-running event, an event that your father won a number of times back in the 70s when it was at Inverary down in Lauderhill, but it had kind of a vagabond existence. It moved from Weston Hills to Eagle Trace to Heron Bay and Coral Springs, then up here to Mirasol, and it seems like, I know that a lot of us hope that it's finally found a permanent home for the last 2 years and hopefully for the foreseeable future at one of your father's designs, the Champ Course there at PGA National. Ernie Els is now the reigning champion after the 2008 event. After 2 years, how do you think the tournament has grown and succeeded? And then what are you looking forward to in the coming years from the Honda Classic?
Well, you mentioned Inverary, and back when my dad was playing and winning at Inverary, it was one of the premier tournaments on tour. And as you said, it traveled around and it kind of lost its mystique, its grandeur. And what we've done the last couple years is try and create a golf tournament that the players and the families want to come to and to get the top players. We obviously have a great champion in last year with Ernie Els, which is only going to help us in the future. But, what we're trying to do is put the Honda Classic back on the map as one of the premier tournaments on the PGA Tour. And I think that, my role as chairman is to put someone in place that is capable of doing that. And Ken Kennerly has been amazing, the last 2 years at working on this tournament and bringing it to and getting the community involved, and it's been he's been a fantastic person to be in that position, and we look forward to seeing what we can do for next year, and hopefully we can start being again a top tournament on the tour.
Well, there's no doubt that the Honda Classic, in the last couple of years has definitely grown leaps and bounds. After the 2007 event, the inaugural event at PGA National, it was voted as the most improved tournament on the PGA Tour, and I know that Ken Kennerly and Ed McEnroe and the entire Honda Classic group are extremely excited about that, as I'm sure that you and your mother Barbara and Jack are as well. And kudos to the Nicklaus family, Jack and Barbara Nicklaus and yourself, for being so involved in the tournament. Speaking personally, I'm a native Floridian, grew up in Coral Springs, and ever since the early to mid 80s, I started going to this event when it was at Eagle Trace, and then went down to Weston when it moved to Weston Hills, and I was a little sad to see what it became when it went to Heron Bay, back to Coral Springs for me, but I was a little sad to see how it kind of took a drop down in status, but glad to see that it's back at that premier level, and looking only for positives here on to come in regards to the Honda Classic, but in regards to your amateur status as well. Good luck to you moving forward. I hope that you do end up getting your goal achieved to make the Walker Cup, and look forward to reading about more victories in the future for you, Gary. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Russ, and good luck with everything, and hopefully we'll see you out at the Classic this year.
All right, appreciate it. There he is, Gary Nicklaus, the chairman of the board for the Children's Healthcare Charities. Of course, a former PGA Tour pro, came awfully close to winning a PGA Tour event back in 2000 in Atlanta, in the Bell South Classic, losing out to Phil Mickelson in a playoff. But now, as you heard, he does a number of things. He's working with the Honda Classic. He's working with his father's company, Golden Bear, on real estate acquisitions. And He's playing some golf. He's playing a lot of good golf. I mean, he just won the Palm Beach Kennel Club County Amateur. So we are hoping, of course, here in South Florida, that's the first of many championship wins for Gary Nicklaus as he embarks on a kind of a different chapter of his career as an amateur after being a professional for so many years.